I'm Miss Shashikala Seladurai. Today I'm going to teach you how to use WH question words in making questions. Children, please get ready with a notebook and a pen. Please jot down or write down whatever important while I'm doing the lesson. අද මම ඔබට WH වලින් පටන් ගන්නා ප්‍රශ්න භාවිතා කරන ආකාරය පිළිබඳව සාකච්ඡා කිරීමට බලාපොරොත්තු වෙමි. இன்று நான் உங்களுக்கு WH சொற்களினால் எப்படி கேள்விகளை உருவாக்குவதும் பயன்படுத்துவதும் என்பதை பற்றி கலந்துரையாட எதிர்பார்க்கின்றேன். There are many WH question words in English. They are what, where, when, who, which, whose, whom, and how. Now let me give you the meanings in Sinhala as well as Tamil. Please note down these, children, because it is very important to learn WH words, which will be very useful to answer certain questions in the O-level papers. The word what means mukadda or kohomada. In Tamil you say enna, enna. The word where means koheda, and in Tamil you say enge. The word when means kavadada and kiyatada, and in Tamil you can say eppoludu. The word who. Do you know the answer, children? Okay, let me give you the answer. Who, kaudu, yar. The word which. Will you try to give the answer? Which, kukadu. In Tamil, you say edu. The next word is whose. Kagedu. யாருடையது. And the next word is why. Ai, ain. Why, ai, ain. What, where, when, who, which, whose, why. What, mukada, enna. Where, kohida, inge. When, kavadada, kiyatada, eppoludu. Who, kauda, yar. Which, kokada, edu. Whose, kageda, yarudedu. Why, ai, ain. The WH words whom and how are used in number of different ways, unlike the words that I just mentioned in English. But today I will explain how the WH word whom used combined with certain preposition. The prepositions are to, for, from, and with. Api ada whom kiyana vachane ekka vachane එක සමග to, for, from සහ with කියන නිපාත පද සමග එකතු කරලා භාවිතා කිරීම ගැන තමා කතා කරන්නේ. නමුත් how සහ whom කියන වචන විවිධාකාර විදිහට ප්‍රශ්න හැදීමට භාවිතා කරන්න පුළුවන්. But today we are going to use the word whom with the combination of these particular prepositions. Whom matrum how WH sotkale ubiyohithu pala vidamana kelvigalai naam uruvaakkalam. Aanal indru naan whom endra solludan eppadi to, for, from, மற்றும் வித் என்ற இடைச்சொற்களை ஒன்றிணைத்து கேள்விகள் கேட்கப்படுகின்றன என்பதையே உங்களுக்கு எடுத்து சொல்ல உள்ளேன். லெட்ஸ் சி ஹவு தே ஆர் கம்பைன்ட் அண்ட் த மீனிங்ஸ். டு ஹூம், காட்டது, யாருக்கு. ஃபார் ஹூம், கா சந்தகாத, யாருக்காக. ஃப்ரம் ஹூம், காகெந்த, யாரிடமிருந்து. வித் ஹூம், கா சமகத, யாருடன். டு ஹூம், ஃபார் ஹூம், ஃப்ரம் ஹூம், வித் ஹூம். திஸ் இஸ் த வே வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு லேர்ன் த WH வேர்ட் ஹூம் டுடே. பட் ரிமெம்பர், ஆஸ் ஐ செட், தீஸ் டூ வேர்ட்ஸ், த WH வேர்ட்ஸ், த ஹவு அண்ட் விச் ஆர் யூஸ்ட் இன் various different ways. And here I'm going to only talk about how the word how is used here. We are going to learn only one way of using the word WH word how. How are you? How many students are there in your class? See, I'm using only the word how, but two different meanings. How are you? What are you? How many children are there in your class? Wagi pantiye lamai kidene kinade. How are you? Eppadi sugam. How many students are there in your class? Ungal vahuppil manavargal ethanai per ullargal. And also remember how is used with the other words like many, much, far and long. How many, how much, how far, how long. But I'm not going to explain these in details. Later, we can learn them in a different lesson. Shall we try to use the WH words in questions? Let's try and use them. First word is what? It is used to ask about specific things, people, animal or object. What is your name? What is this? What is your father? What's your teacher's name? What is this made of? See the answers. What's your name? A name. Prabhat, Pradeep, Raj, or it can be anything. What is this? A pen holder. A radio. It's an object. Right? What's your father? A doctor, carpenter, a chef. It's people, right? And then, what is this made of? Plastic, wood, iron, object, right? So when you ask a question with what, these are the answers. Let's see how questions are formed with where, WH word where. It is usually used to ask about a place or position. When the word where is used, remember, the answer will be a place. Where is the temple of truth? It's in Kandy, a place. Next example, where is Kandy city situated? Kandy is situated in the central province or in the hill country. Once again, place. Where is the principal's office? You can come out with various answers. Principal's office is in front of the grounds. It is in the main building. Once again, it's a place. You can come out with various answers. So when you ask a question with word, the answer should be a place. Next, let's see how to make questions with the WH word when. It is used to ask about time. When you ask a question, you always remember time or occasion will be the answer. When can we go to school? I'm sure this question must be popping up in all your minds. So the answer should be a time. Anytime soon. Or you can say maybe next month or next week. The time should be answer. When is the Zoom meeting? It's at 7 p.m. or 7 a.m. The answer is time.
When is the English lesson?
It's before or after the interval. It's before or after the interval.
Once again, time. So the answer will be time. Now the word
who. I hope you have noted down the meanings and you are going through with the meanings in your mother tongue. I hope I mentioned it earlier for you to take down the meanings. That is what I'm not giving the explanation in Sinhala or Tamil. Who, the word who is used to ask about people. Remember, who means a person or people. When a question is asked with who, always remember to write a person's name or people. So you can't write any other answer to that. You can't write a time or a reason to this. Let's see the example. Who is calling? It has to be a person. Na? So it can be my friend, mother, father or anything. Who is your favorite author? It can be Enid Blyton or Martin Vikramasinghe. A person. Na? Who? Person. Who is that beautiful girl? Can be my sister, my friend, my neighbor girl. A person. Who is your father? That tall person in the red shirt. The short, fair person. Once again, it has to be a person. So when you ask a question with the WH word who, the answer should be a person. Next, let's see how to form questions with the question word which. It is used to ask about a choice. Choice. Choice among many things. Which shirt do you want? Is it the blue shirt or the red one or the green shirt? Which dress should I wear for the birthday party? Which one? It's your choice. The answer should be a choice. The black frock, the red skirt, the red shirt. It's a choice. Which? The answer is choice. Which color should I choose? Red, white, purple, anything. It's once again a choice. All these sentences shows a choice. So when you ask a question with the question word which, the answer is a choice. You can also ask a question like, which singer do you like most? I will say Amaradeva. I am sure you might say Michael Jackson or Shehan, or you might come out with a new singer. Okay, children. Next, let's see the next word. Next WH word is why. Let's see how we can form questions with why. It is used to ask about reason, karanavak, or explanation. I hope you remember. Why are you feeling sad? Why are you feeling sad? It has to be reason. When you ask a question with the word why, there should be a reason. The answer will be reason. So then you must say, because I miss my school. Or you can say, because I miss my friends. Why did you go to town? I went to buy some vegetables. I went to buy some medicine. You should remember, you shouldn't go to town. You shouldn't leave home without a specific reason. Okay, next example is, children, why is it crowded near the temple? Why is it crowded near the temple? Because they are donating dry rations. You would have seen many people getting dry ration food items from various donors. So, now see, all these questions, for all these questions, the answer is a reason. So, when you ask a question with the word why, the answer should be reason. So, you can't write a time or a place there. The answer should be a reason. Let's see the word whose. The word whose is used to ask about the owner or the possessor. Aithikarya. The owner. Whose birthday is it today? Whose birthday is it today? Whose book is this? Whose cell number is this? Whose school is this? Whose house is this? See, all these questions, for all these questions, the answer can be a person. Whose birthday? Yours or mine? Whose book is this? It can be a name. Rani's, Vimala's, Kamala's, teachers. Whose cell number? My class teachers, principals, friends. Whose house is this? My house, my friend's house. So when you ask a question with whose, the answer is a owner, a person, but it should be a, he or she should be an owner. Or in other words, whoever owns them. Kaata hari aithiyak ganai api metanadi whose kiyana vachane bhavita karala question ekak ahanne. Next, we are going to form sentence questions using the word, the question word whom. As I mentioned earlier, here we are going to use whom question word with to, for, from, with prepositions. The prepositions to, for, from, with are combined. To whom is this letter? For whom is this food delivered? From whom is this gift? With whom are you going to the exhibition? I hope you can remember to whom kaatada. Can you remember? To whom kaatada? For whom kaasandahada? From whom kaagenda? With whom kaasamagada? To whom yaarukku? For whom yaarukkaaga? From whom yaaridam irundu? With whom yarudan? To whom is this letter? It can be a person. My father, principal, teacher, sister, anybody. For whom is this food delivered? Me, my sister, my daughter, my mother, anybody. From whom is this gift? It can be from my sister, my friend, my class teacher, anybody. With whom are you going to the exhibition? It can be, once again, anybody. My father. I'm going with my class teacher. I'm going with my friends. If you have clearly listened to the previous explanations, you would have noticed that the answer to the questions are a person. Whom? A person. The next word is how. How is used to obtain information. So here, information, also you can find about something happens or does something. There are various ways of using how. But here, I'm going to give you some simple examples like how are you? How is your health? How was the radio lesson? How? We are getting information. How are you? Fine. How was the radio lesson? Useful. How is your teacher? She's fine. We're getting some information here by using the WH word how. How can be used in many other ways too. So let's learn about them later in a different lesson.
Shall we do some activities now? First question is, let's do a fill in the blank activity. Number one, blank or histanak. Did you come late? Answer is, because I woke up late. The answer, because I woke up late. When there's a reason, what do you put, children? Come on, write the answers. Okay. Why did you come late? Why? Because I woke up late. Next one, blank. Did you bring for lunch? Blank. Did you bring for lunch? The answer is, I brought egg sandwich. I brought egg sandwich. What? The answer is, what? What did you bring for lunch? I brought egg sandwich. Number three, blank. Will you come to my place? Answer is, in the evening. In the evening. Time. When the answer is time, what is the word you put? Can you remember? When. When will you come to my place? Answer is, in the evening. Question number four. Blank is interested in watching a film. Blank is interested in watching a film. Answer is, Senuth, or you can also say Kumar or Rani, any name, a person. When there is a person or a name, what do you say? What do you put? Yes. Who? Who is interested in watching a film? Senuth. Next question is, do you come from? Blank, do you come from? The answer is Mavil Mada. It can be Vatapuluwa. It can be Hirasagala. Or it can be Gampala, anything, a place. When there's a place as an answer, what is the word that we put? Yes, children, where? Where do you come from? Where do you come from? Mavil Mada. Next one, the last question. Blank grade are you in? Blank grade are you in? The answer is, I'm in grade 10 B class. I'm in grade 10 B class. Specifically, they have said grade 10 B. Then, what do we put here, children? Yes, we put which. Which grade are you in? Which? I'm in grade 10 B. Now, children, it is very important to learn WH words because they are found in question number 7 and question number 15 in the O-level question paper. Especially when you take question number 15, reading comprehension, where a text is given and the questions are asked using these WH words. So if you are thorough with these WH questions, or if you know them very well, it is easy to understand the questions as well as they will help you to find the answers easily. So, you should remember these WH words very well. Now, shall we recall some of the WH words that we learned? Now, see, if a question begins with the WH word, who, you know the answer should be, yes, the answer should be a person. If a question begins with when, you know the answer. It should be a time, date or month. So you should remember them like that. I gave you the Sinhala and the Tamil meaning. So please study them. Try to form questions on your own. Ask questions from your sister. Ask questions with your brothers. Exchange questions with your parents. And be thorough with the WH question words. Because
It will help you to gain lot of marks when it comes to the reading comprehension question. So if you know the question, it's easy to find the answer. And all the answers are in the text itself. In question 15, you don't need to go here and there to find or think and write the answers. It is easy to find the answer in the paragraph itself. So please, children, remember these words. Remember the WH words. What, where, when, who, which, whose, and why. Also the two complicated words, whom and how. Whom and how can be formed in different question. It can form different question. But these words are easy to remember. And as I gave you the Sinhala and Tamil words, you should be able to remember. When you ask what is the answer should be. When the question is asked, where, kohedha, you know, kohedha, the answer should be. Right? And remember what, where, when, who, which, whose, why. Try to form sentences. You will not forget these words if you keep on forming questions. Thank you, children. Thank you for listening and paying attention to the lesson. I'm sure this lesson would have been a very useful lesson, especially for those who are sitting for the O-level examination with a different lesson. I wish you a wonderful day ahead and all the very best for all your exams. Please keep practicing these WH words. Thank you.